gold was great from the point of view of its power, especially for the merchants, the so-called tribes of Galway. Now, not all the merchants were equally rich or equally powerful. The Lynches would have been more powerful than a lot of the others, for instance. But the extent of the merchants' wealth is reflected in the state of the town walls, because the town walls were fairly massive. There were 14 towers. There were various gates. There was a lot of other defensive features within the town as well. There were also the houses of the rich merchants. In some cases, were urban tower houses, which were semi-defensive. So, if you look at the old maps of Galway, especially the pictorial map of the 1660s, you can see the extent and the wealth of the place as reflected in the map. Now, apart from that map, you also have Phillips' drawings. Now, Phillips was a military engineer, and he shows distant views of Galway, and his main concern was to show the strength of the fortifications. But his drawings also show the same sort of buildings and features that are illustrated in the pictorial map later in the 1660s. So massively large towers, stone walls, impressive buildings within the walls, and many of those buildings were built of cut limestone. There were descriptions by English visitors, for instance, and they are mesmerized by the extent of the cut limestone. And they're also interested in the layout of some of the buildings around the courtyard. Now, this was a continental feature, the layout of the buildings around a central courtyard. But you do also get it elsewhere in Ireland. You get it in Kilkenny in a few instances. And you also get it in a place that a lot of trade links with Galway, Bristol. If you look at the earlier maps of Bristol, you get the same layout. Now, whether this was this layout was an import from the continent, or whether it was a mixture of influences from the various places that Galway traded with, is hard to know. If you look at the inscriptions on the pictorial map, they compare themselves with Rome, and they say that Rome has seven hills, for instance. Galway has twice seven hills. Rome has so many towers and fortifications. Galway has twice that number. So they were like a small continental principality, where the merchants were all powerful. They were more or less self-governing. The charter gave them a lot of freedom. It allowed them to meddle in the affairs of St. Nicholas's, for instance, because they could appoint the wardens. And it also allowed them to have a fairly powerful corporation. And the corporation's power still existed right down to the 19th century.